You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Welcome to William Hill's Boxing Podcast in the company of the one and only Steve Bunce on the line. You ready, Steve, for another cracking weekend?
Weekend after weekend after weekend after weekend. You know what, Lee? We could almost play the same intro for the last 12 years, couldn't we?
Yeah, I mean,
since we started, we could have played the same intro. Are you welcome? Are you ready for another cracking weekend of fights, Bunty? We can just have that as the set format.
Maybe I just need a better intro. Is that what you're
saying? No. It wasn't a criticism.
No, it's fine. No, I can take it. We're going to have a look at the matchroom bill sponsored by William Hill in a minute. But let's start over in Belfast, Bunty, with what should be an absolute cracker at the top of the bill. Conrad Cummings, 16-2-1, taking on Luke Keeler, 15-2-1, for the WBO European middleweight title. Fascinating fight, this one, Bunty. And the betting has it fairly tight as well. Cummings is 2-1. Keeler 4-11, so the favourite. And the draw is 20-1. A couple of extra markets available as well. The record that Keeler takes into the fight, the 15-2-1, one stoppage loss in there. That was back against Tom Duran in 2016 when he was stopped in the second round. I think they both went down in the first round. So it was a real barnstormer, that one. Cummings 16-2-1. His losing record, if you like, doesn't contain any stoppages. He lost on points to the man he's fighting here in 2018 and April of last year. Who wins the rematch, Bunty?
Well, the first fight was a sensational fight. It was one of my top fights of last year. And in fact, I'm really, really annoyed because when this was announced, I put a little note in my head, go out to Belfast on a 24-hour jolly. And about a week ago, I thought about it and there was certain things happening and I couldn't do it. I'm really angry with myself because it was cracking. Last time out, I fancied Cummings to win. Keeler won it. It was tight, but I thought he won it clearly. It was Keeler's absolute Everest. It was his World Cup and other cliches. This time round, I think Cummings has done everything different. He's prepared differently. He's got himself ready. He realises he loses this fight, then all that promise he's shown an amateur and a young pro goes out the window. I'll be staggered rather than stunned if it's easy. I just fancy this time that it'll be Cummings' hand that's raised, and I would imagine it goes the distance again. Cummings on points, wafer thin.
All right, well, he's the outsider, 2-1. So all the other odds mean that they're decent as well. 14-5 for Cummings by decision or technical decision. If you go in with a favourite, Luke Keeler at 4-11, which is just a smidgen away from 1-3, then it's 4-6 for Keeler by decision, 5-1 Keeler by stoppage. It's 8-1 Cummings by stoppage. But for the acca, let's stick in 14-5 and go bold there, Bunty.
No way.
Let's go to the matchroom bill then at the M&S Arena as it is now. Formerly the Echo Arena, of course.
Is it changing again?
Well, apparently, that's what I've got written down in front of me. But then on BoxRec, it says the previous. Anyway, I'll find out after.
The 9X.
Call
it
was
the 9X
like.
For about 4 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. There's four fights we're going to look at here, Bunty. Three of them for belts, and then top of the bill, Liam Smith versus Sam. Bunty, can I ask you something? I hear Edgington and I hear Eggington.
Eggington.
It is Eggington.
I've interviewed him.
Yes.
I did him a couple of weeks ago. It's Eggington.
I hear people saying all sorts. It shouldn't be that hard. It just says Eggington, doesn't it?
No, let's go.
Anthony Fowler versus Scott Fitzgerald, first of all. This is for the vacant WBA International Super welterweight title. 9-0 Fowler versus Fitzgerald, who's 12-0. They're prices 1-7 Fowler, 4-1 for Fitzgerald.
Fowler's, wow, that's a good price.
Fowler's got 8 KOs in his 9 wins so far. Fights out of Liverpool himself. And his opponent, who's from Preston, so not too far away, there'll be plenty of fans for each of these. Got 9 KOs in his 12, Bunty. This could be a cracker, this one, couldn't it?
Yeah, and they've got history together. They were GB teammates. They don't like each other, and they're Twitter spats. And you know, we laugh at those. We're entertained by those. Sometimes we're insulted by those. But these two have really cranked it up. And I tell you what I like about Fowler. He wears his heart out on his sleeve. You know, he says, "I'm going to go to Rio. I'm going to get a gold medal." And he gets done first time out and gets hurt in that fight. And he holds his hands and says, "Don't worry, I'll come back." He's got an awful lot of haters, but he doesn't hide behind things, you know, so he puts himself out there on a limb. Let's be brutally honest. In the 21 fights they've had, I would imagine the best odds would, for their opponents would have been, out, been about 1 to 500. Let's get that right. And that's not sport. We've discussed that. So basically, it's two guys who were both boxing Europeans, Worlds, Commonwealths. Fowler, of course, went to the Olympics in Rio, I just mentioned, and they were teammates together. They got gold medals the same year at the Commonwealth Games. This is basically fight number one. This is the only one that matters. They haven't broken a sweat so far in 21 fights. I doubt they've lost a round or a second of a round. And I really mean that in the nicest possible way. They've both had incredible physical advantages. They've had advantages all around. They both shared the ring with a guy called Laszlo Fazekas. They both went the distance with Laszlo. My Hungarian's not what it used to be, but I bet if I called him up, I bet he'd struggle to remember either of them. So what we've got here is a genuine old school clash, basically what would be a Northern Area title fight, you know, two or three away from an eliminator for the British title. There's an awful lot of pride at stake, and it's two guys that really don't know what it's like to be in a hard fight after four or five rounds, and that's what makes this so interesting, so interesting, because when you get two kids that have had every single thing wrong, well, I know that Scott Stills had a bit of a detour where he was using recreational drugs and had to get his life back on track. But take that away. You've got two kids here that have been, as pros, spoon-fed, as amateurs, spoon-fed. They might have lost every now and again, but they were still spoon-fed. They went back to the change room after losing in somewhere like Azerbaijan and had a massage and a protein shake. That's a different world to what most professionals get. Suddenly, this fight's going to get a bit hard. Might be the first round, might be the eighth round, might be the ninth round. And it's going to come down to the end, and this might sound like some kind of generic cliche, it's going to come down in the end to the man who wants to make the most sacrifices. Because I think this is going to be a really hard, grueling fight. Neither of them have had to work on their defence in their years as professionals, because there's been nothing coming back at them. Believe me, Laszlo Fazekas brings nothing into the ring apart from deodorant smell. And I really mean that. There's nothing dangerous about Laszlo Fazekas, and that's like most of their opponents. I fancy to go long, which is really odd. No one I've spoken to thinks it goes long. I think it goes long. I think it's hard. And I think it's a really great fight. And I fancy Fowler on point in a really, really hard fight. I'll tell you for why. Dave Caldwell in the corner with Fowler's a smart guy. And when he sees how hard this is, he's going to have Fowler box. He's going to have Fowler use his brain. Fowler on point. Absolutely.
7-2, Bunty, for Fowler on point. So we're building up a nice little acker here. The first two in, the double's already paying 16-1.
No one fancies it on points. I'm like the only person I know that fancies it on points.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're gonna celebrate having got them all right last week. We managed to find what? Did we find a 16 or 17-1 last week?
It was a little less than that, but you know, let's not hype get in the way. Have a good bet.
That's almost like I need to be called Merlin or David Blaine. That's in the realm of magical fantasy, Lee.
I had people, after you said on the podcast last week that you could have predicted 40 of the 45 fights, I had people asking me, can you get those 40 off Bunty? I think can't put an acre on that big. I don't think they'll even let you put that many bets in one slip.
But the mad thing is, the only four that were tricky were the ones we nailed down perfectly. So I might have gone 42-0 last week. I would have retired.
I said that we were going to do four fights from this this bill, but I as you were talking about Twitter spat, it reminded me, of course, that we really have to talk about David Price versus Cash Alley, because David Price has gone off the deep end in the press conference, Cash Alley was lapping it up, wasn't he? This is basically a heavyweight fight between 23-6 David Price, six stoppages in his six losses as well. There are excuses to be made. I think, you know, four losses in the last eight, Bunty. They had the Tepper one was ruled a no contest, but the results stood. He tore his bicep against Kuzmin. So I know he got flattened by Povetkin and Hammer.
But he was having a go.
Yeah, he was having a go. So he could make excuses for those and legitimate ones. He's 1-5 to beat Cash Alley here. 100-30 for Alley himself. Alley has got a perfect record, but 15-0, seven stoppages in there. But you'd have to question some of his opponents, obviously, wouldn't you?
He's only beaten one opponent with a winning record. Mm-hmm. Cash Alley, one guy that he's met has actually won. What Cash Alley brings to the ring is a bit of youthfulness. And if Cash Alley comes out really fired up. So when the first bell sounds, Cash Alley's already warmed up and ready, and it's like round three. He might catch Pricey in the first round. If he doesn't catch Pricey early, and by the way, he'd have to really come out fast. Pricey is just too experienced. All of the world, European, domestic championships, Olympic championships, the build-up to the two Tony Thompson fights, the fights after that, hardness, having to collapse, getting done by Povetkin when Povetkin was hurt, being in hospital, having your face stitched, your mouth, inside your mouth stitched. He's been there. He's done it. He's got a great jab, a great guard. And if a guy, no disrespect to Cash Alley, and he's taking his chance and he's selling it. If Cash Alley catches and hurts David Price, that's fantastic for Cash Alley. But the asterisk attached to it will be that that really is the end for David Price. And I don't think it is the end for David Price. I think we have David Price boxing really smartly. Cash Alley realising very early, oops, what is this? I've never actually shared a ring with a guy wearing gloves this small who's this good. And I fancy David gets to him. I think it's 1 to 3 rounds. 1 to 3 rounds, Pricey. He's just that much, that far above him. And if he loses, it's because it's the end for Pricey. And that I don't think it is the end just yet. I really don't.
Yeah. We've got rounds 1 through 5 at even money, which is decent, to be fair. There might be more than that on Saturday when just before the bill, there might be a few more enhanced odds around that. But because we're doing well with this acca so far, I'm just going to stick that one in there, Buncey. 1 through 5 at even money for Price. Yeah. Let's get back to the ones I was going to talk about. Let's do Phil Bowes versus Tom Farrell next, shall we? This is another decent fight. This is the closest one we've got in the betting here, Buncey. Bowes, who's defending his Commonwealth super lightweight title, is 8-15 to the favourite against Farrell, who is 6-4. Bowes' record is 19-3. Three stoppages in his wins. He's been stopped once himself. That was way back in 2014 against Joe Hughes. As for Farrell's record, 16 wins, one loss, and that was a stoppage loss against O'Hara Davis back in 2017. He was cut early, down in the first, twice in the second, and then it eventually got stopped in the sixth. Intriguing fight, this one, Buncey.
Yeah, it's a really good fight. It brings a little bit of small atmosphere in many ways to it. Bowes has been around the block and sort of vanished a little bit. I didn't know if he was going to get a break. And he's managed to get the break. He managed to win that title. He's going up there, Tom Farrell. That was an odd fight, the O'Hara Davis fight, because obviously O'Hara Davis had a bit of history and had been in Liverpool before. And he's noisy, he's lively, he's a bit of a cartoon character. He says some things that people dislike. He says an awful lot of things that people dislike. But he did a great job that night, O'Hara Davis, on Farrell. And I don't, Philip Bowes is a different type of fighter, but I fancy Philip to retain his title. I fancy it's on points. I'm going Bowes on points,
and that gives us a that's priced up at even money. So again, a nice little price that would honestly, you're going to be impressed at what this ends up at being there, Buncey. Next up, let's look at Joe Hughes versus Robbie Davis Jr. Hughes 100-30, Davis Jr. the favourite here at 1-5. A few belts on the line here as well.
Buncey, great fight.
It is. You know, a lot of these have got a feel of like they almost should be in a smaller venue. You know, and that's great. Exactly. Great that it's at that venue. It's a great venue, loads of noise, but they've got that feel of a real, like you said, small hall bill, hasn't it? It's fantastic. Davis Jr. 17-3. It's seven KOs in his 17 wins. Had a draw on his record as well. And Robbie Davis Jr. 17-1. One stoppage in terms of his losses, but he stopped 12 of his opponents. Buncey, that stoppage in his loss came against Sirotka in 2017. He avenged that he was stopped in the 12th round, and then he avenged it with a stoppage in the 12th round. So you know, whenever you've got one loss in your record and you've avenged it, I know from a boxer's mentality, it's almost like it didn't happen, in a sense.
No, exactly. And he got things wrong in the first fight. They had some problems. I think this is a cracking fight. I mean, this has got everything written about it. Joe Hughes, of course, is sort of famous because of an ailment he's got on his left arm, which means it's slightly shorter than his right arm. So he's basically a 1.5-handed fighter. And that's no disrespect. You watch him, you go, wow, how does he do what he does? Won the title overseas, the European title. It's a tight fight. There's absolutely nothing in it. I'm a bit surprised it's not a bit tighter. I just fancy Robbie Davis to win. I just fancy him on points again. I'm loving the points to them. I'm just fancying Robbie Davis on points. What's interesting here As you mentioned, O'Hara Davis, who stopped Tom Farrell. We mentioned Joe Hughes, who stopped Philip Bowes. And we haven't mentioned, and this is the British, Commonwealth and European title being fought for at light welterweight. And there's a man called Jack Catterall, who has beaten O'Hara Davis, and who has beaten also Joe Hughes, who's not in this mix. He's waiting for a world title fight. And then, of course, in addition to those two, there's Terry Sullivan, who fought for a world title at lightweight. And then, of course, there's Josh Taylor. So I think these are a couple of really good light welterweight fights. The best that these guys are competing for is to be fourth and fifth and sixth in the country. I like that. It's terrific. That's depth.
Yeah, so Robbie Davis Jr. on points. It's 4-5. Again, just a smidgen on the wrong side, if you like, in inverted commas, of even money, but good enough for our acca. And we're going to finish, Buncey, with the top of the bill fight, which is Liam Smith versus Sam Eggington. Eggington 24-5. He's been stopped once, and that was against Hassan McEnroe in 2018, only in September. He's fought since then and won in a fourth round fight. But he was stopped in the second round of that fight. He's got 15 KOs in his wins, and he's fighting Liam Beefy Smith, 26-2-1 his record. His two losses have come against Mungua, which was in July of last year, and that stoppage loss, of course, against Saul Alvarez, which was that very top level. Sandwiched between those, with two wins against Liam Williams. The betting here, Buncey, we've got looking at Liam Smith priced up at 1-12. This is the shortest of our favourites on the podcast. 6-1. Eggington 25-1. The draw feels maybe a little. Obviously, it's short, but feels about right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't fancy Liam to get hold of him and stop him quick. That's not the way Liam works. But he's quite a good fighter. You know, he's an old 15-round fighter, Liam Smith. He's a throwback type of guy, and I really mean that. And I fancy Eggington's, you know, again, they're both seasoned, these two. They've been in some deep end fights. They've been in a lot of easy fights. Certainly not recently. Liam Smith hasn't for a few years, and Eggington probably never has been an easy fight. I fancy Smith. I fancy him. Not as big as people imagine, but I do fancy him. But I fancy him on points. I'm giving people a very long night of boxing at the Echo Arena. I fancy Liam Smith on points.
Wow.
In a hard fight. He wins it clearly, but it's a hard fight.
Yeah.
Like his fights with Liam Williams. Really hard fight, but he won it clearly.
Yeah, I get that. That's 12-5, Smith, by decision. It's 1-2 for him to stop Eggington. Eggington's 10-1. Either by stoppage or by decision, both of those priced up exactly the same. There's grouped round betting, so if you do want to go for the stoppage, there's loads of different prices. There's alternate group round betting, and so loads there. Let me run through this acabuncy, and I'll tell you the price end. So Conrad Cummings by decision, that was 14-5. Any of these that are decision, you just want to go for the win, that'll obviously reduce the price, but there's a bit more kind of likelihood, I guess. Anthony Fowler by decision, 7-2. David Price, rounds 1-5, even money. Philip Bowes on points at even money. Robbie Davis Jr. on points, 4-5. And Liam Smith by decision at 12-5. That pays 417-1. Which you'd think is good enough, wouldn't you? You think, that's fine. 417-1, I'll take that. William Hill give you something called a bet boost. So any accas bigger than a treble or bigger, and you're logged in, you can hit the boost button. Now, normally if someone puts a bet on, you know, for 5-1, it'll boost it. It'll give you a nice boost on your, you know, if you're backing a horse or you're backing a, you know, a football outcome. The boost here, Buncey, goes from 417-1 to 627-1. So a quid on that gets you 628 quid back if you want to have a go at that. If you want to take, like I say, if you want to take out some of the decisions and just put the wins in there, it'll still be a good price, but it won't be quite as big as the
617.
If that lands, Buncey, Twitter will know about it. That's all I'm saying.
I tell you what, even if it's just the wins and they all come in, it comes in at something. Even if it's got to come in at better than 10-1, hasn't it?
Yeah, it'll be decent. It'll be decent. I'll
absolutely.
Have a look at that yourselves. So that's the Cummings fight, the Fowler, Price, Bowes, Davies Jr. and Smith, all to win is the other way of doing that. Buncey, thanks for your time as ever. Always a pleasure, and enjoy the boxing this weekend.
Thanks, Lee. Speak to you soon.
If that lands, we might never see Buncey again, to be fair. Thank you very much for listening and downloading the podcast. Loads of betting available on all the boxing across the weekend. Just check out the boxing pages on the William Hill app or williamhill.com. We'll have enhanced prices by Saturday on Fight Night. And remember, that bet boost. Log in. You'll see the black and yellow button next to your accumulator, trebles or bigger, and that'll be available to you. So make sure you use your bet boost. You get one of those every single day, so don't let it go to waste. Thank you for listening once again, and we'll see you next time.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.